Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live from Kildare, North Dakota, this is What's On Your Mind today. We're at Polar Service Center in Kildare, and I'd love it if you'd come and see us. Stop on by and say hello, and check us out here today. We'll tell you why you ought to be here as we go throughout the program today. Todd Mitchell is back behind the microphone with us today.
Hello.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, how are you, sir?
Lovely, how are you?
Fantastic. You know, they've put me right when you walk in the door at Polar Service Center today, so we're in the thick of the action right here at...
Can't miss you.
Exactly right. So when you walk in the door, you're going to find us. And Todd's smiling face looks at you right off the banner too, even though we left him home today. But you're here in spirit. So
I am here. I'm always here in spirit, though. You
exactly
know
right. Here's our telephone number for you to weigh in on the news of the day at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You really love us if that's in your speed dial. That's when we know you really love us. You know, you're not just telling us what we want to hear, but you really love us. Because right there on your favorites list, so you can click 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, if that's easier to remember. We have a 24/7 What's On Your Mind line at 855-200-1776. I'll tell you why we're in Kildare, North Dakota in just a second. A couple of things in the news that have caught my attention. One, the Bismarck Tribune is advocating for Governor Jack Dalrymple to veto the recently passed legislation that would reduce the list of places where you can carry a weapon under the concealed carry law. I don't understand why we have a concealed carry law that says, it's okay if you bring a gun here, but it's not okay to bring it there. That makes no sense to me at all. And the legislature went a ways down the path and say, well, okay, a rest stop, right, a rest area, we'll take that one off the list. A political rally, we'll take that one off the list. Anyway, the Bismarck Tribune says, no, the governor ought to reject that. He ought to veto that. And they don't like it at all. I don't understand that, because I believe the law-abiding citizens are not the threat. All right, they're not the criminals. The folks that have concealed carry weapons, they're not a worry. But the Bismarck Tribune is in a different place. Are they right? They want a veto on the bill that would allow, again, law-abiding citizens to conceal carry in a handful of places. And they basically don't trust the gun owner, I guess. What do you want the governor to do? Sign it or veto it? That's what I'd like to know. Harry Reid is the top Democrat in the United States Congress, okay? And a fellow by the name of John Harwood writes for the Wall Street Journal. He was interviewing Harry Reid, and he said, what do you think the Republican nominee, who do you think the Republican nominee will be, with a question. And he said, I really don't care because they're all losers. This was an exact quote. I don't really care because they're all losers. There's a statesman for you, huh? Now, Harry Reid's not supposed to like, the Republican nominees, right? I get that. They are a political opponent. But the idea that you say, they're a bunch of losers.
What would have happened if Bush or Reagan or Nixon or somebody would have said that about a Democrat?
Exactly.
How dare you? How dare you?
So I want your reaction to I want your reaction to that and what you make of that. It really speaks volumes about the state of politics today, unfortunately. But you let us know what you think about that. On the program today, Doug Goring is going to join us a little later on, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota. You may remember that during the legislative session, he advocated for an ombudsman, I can barely say that, an ombudsman for landowners to have when it comes to pipeline issues. Well, they got one. So it was a campaign promise that actually came to be. There's a novel concept, right? Actually happened. So we're going to talk to Doug about how he got that done today and also give an attaboy to the groups that advocated for this. We're going to meet one of the, I don't know how many, and I'd love to know an exact number, but I believe it's in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 North Dakotans that'll be heading to Boston for the Boston Marathon. And we're going to talk with Tennille Kleben. She is a runner that is there. I love Tennille's story, not only because she's running the Boston Marathon, which is cool and rare for North Dakotans, but she's doing it because of a story that touched her life about a young girl who she babysat who killed herself. And she is raising funds for suicide prevention. That's why she's running. She's running with a purpose. So we'll tell you about that effort to raise a few bucks as well on the program today. So those are the things we're tackling in addition to why are we in Killdeer, North Dakota? Well, here's a couple of guys that are going to help us tell that story, and we're going to meet a few more as we go throughout the program. We're broadcasting from Polar Service Center in Killdeer, North Dakota today, and Polar Service Center and Polar tank manufacturers are big nationwide in the tank trailer business. They can build you a trailer, they can fix you a trailer. I mean, you need it welded, you need it you need it fixed, you need it washed, and it's a tank. This is the place you want to come. Right here. And they are not pushing the pause button. They are not laying folks off. They are not scaling back. They are doubling down. They're adding and expanding this facility here in Killdeer. They need more technicians, and they also are doing the same in Williston, North Dakota. And so a couple of folks that are going to help us tell that story throughout the day are right here with me right now. One is Jerry Signorella. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm good, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Jerry bears a strong resemblance to Joe Pesci. So when you come in here today, look for Joe Pesci and a Jersey guy, right?
Forget about it, Scott.
Forget about it, yeah. Danny, your local manager here is very proud of himself right now because he got me to say that. So, but in all seriousness, a Jersey guy, is bully on North Dakota, right?
Jerry? I am bullish on North Dakota. It's contagious. I love this market, Scott.
Yeah, that's fun. That's neat. And we also have another fellow here by the name of Josh Bearfield, and Josh is a North Dakota guy. He spent 14 years in prison, and he broke free from prison to come to work for Polar Service Center. And that's a pretty neat story. Now we should tell you he was on the right side of the bars. He wasn't an inmate, but he was a corrections officer and kind of climbed the ladder there. But said I'm leaving that career and I'm leaving it for work with Polar Service Center. Josh, how you doing?
Doing well. Gotta keep the Jersey connection in line. Get some North Dakota roots in this whole thing.
There you go. Yeah. So Jerry hired you, right? So
he sure did.
Yeah. So he hired a North Dakota guy to work for the company. I'm just kind of curious. Why you would leave what some would view a a state job, stable, pension, the whole thing for oil field work?
Well, that's really what we had in the state, before a lot of the boom. And the guys that were here, we had the local stable jobs and running the facilities. Ran the Dakota Women's Correction Center in New England for a while, and wages were a problem. I mean, the oil field was booming, trying to get labor into that. It was the intersection between oil field and government service and how this worked together. Couldn't beat them, let's join them, and the rest is history. We've made some big strides up here. We've helped ConocoPhillips with putting in their well sites in the state when I worked in the oil field supply companies around Belfield, North Dakota. And it's been a ride with the down market now. We're going more lean and trying to help even more people out and great market to be in.
And Jerry, talk a little bit about what Josh has done coming out of the prison system and then interacting with your customers, right?
Yep, it's been incredible. Josh has been here a little over a year, and it's been an incredible year for Josh as he built and developed relationships with customers and created more demand for Polar. So in a relatively short time, we found ourselves having to double the capacity of the shop. So we expanded, added twice as many bays as we had. We built a tank wash all on the results of Josh's activities and building relationships with customers, and our aftermarket parts business has grown, doubled, and redoubled. That's why I love this market, because you can get things done like that.
So Josh is out there meeting with folks and customers and growing the business to the point where you need more technicians.
Absolutely.
Right now, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour, but we've been telling the story for a while. It's pretty cool that they need technicians and paying Bakken wages, I mean, up to $35 an hour, depending on the experience you have. But if you have tank trailer experience, they want you. They need you. And they're also going to provide you housing and a townhome and you know, sign-on bonus and, you know, benefits package. And, you know, that's pretty amazing. But I think, you know, you hear about jobs like that from time to time, but you wonder, okay, how long will they last? I mean, you had to make a decision, Josh, to leave the prison system in a pretty stable deal. And you look back now, a year later, say, good move?
Good move. Within 3 months of moving into the oil field, you were already making wages similar to when you left government. And the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. That really is. And with a company that has been around a long time.
Absolutely.
How long have you been building trailers for that pole?
Oh. We 1946.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty extraordinary when you think about. And now looking for additional space in Williston.
In Williston, yep. We're expanding into Williston, Scott. There's lots of demand in that market. It's hard to serve from Killdeer.
So if you're interested in learning more about the company, stop by today, or you can give Terry a call at 507-696-1164 about more of those jobs. Terry, the HR man, is going to join us a little later on in the program, but that's his telephone number. He says, just give my number out. Tell him to call me, 507-696-1164. All right, we'll chat with you guys a little later on. Thanks a bunch. More coming up from Killdeer, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Read the Bismarck Tribune editorial and just scratched my head advocating for the governor to reject the expanded gun law because it's minuscule change. It's minuscule change, and it's a no-brainer. I mean, to me, you don't You don't say, okay, here's the deal, law-abiding citizens. If you have a concealed carry permit, you can take a gun where you need to take a gun. Except churches. Except schools. It doesn't make any sense. And the legislation is House Bill 1241. Here's what the editorial says. Governor Jack Dalrymple, this is a message to him, see. House Bill 1241 allowing a major expansion of where concealed weapon permit holders can legally carry a firearm is not a good bill and should be vetoed. Major expansion. Overwhelming majorities in both branches of the legislature passed the bill, but the bill deserves a veto as it is a dangerous precedent that will bring more weapons in the public arena. Dangerous precedent. Bringing more weapons in the public arena. First of all, is it dangerous to bring more weapons in the public arena? I don't think so. Because the only people we need to worry about that have weapons in a public arena are bad guys.
Right.
And the people here we're talking about are good guys. Concealed carry folks are good guys.
It would seem to be it would be more dangerous if we were unable to defend ourselves in the public arena.
Exactly. So they just bought into this. And by the way, they end this editorial by saying, "Hey, we're all for the Second Amendment." No, you're not. Don't get us wrong. We're strong defenders of the Second Amendment. Our beef is not with our right to bear arms. Our beef is where they should be carried, and that is not at public events. Really? Why? So bad guys who'd follow no laws would have a gun at a public event, but good guys that are concealed carry, they're the ones you worry about? You're not for the Second Amendment. Don't tell me you are. Don't tell me you're a defender of it. That makes no sense whatsoever. Am I wrong? You tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And what do you make of Harry Reid calling Republicans losers? It doesn't surprise me, but it is quite revealing. And listen, if he says this to a reporter, what do you think he says in private? What do you think he thinks about Republicans? And think about what that means about, again, this is a top Democrat in the United States Congress right now, the person charged with getting stuff done, sitting down, getting things. If that's what he believes of the people sitting across the aisle, how do you get anything done? Pat and Mandan, your first year on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Two thoughts. One on the Bismarck Tribune's request for a veto. I think it's wrong. I think your statement about at least people who have followed the legal procedure to get a carry permit are probably safer than the people who generally are considered bad guys or don't take time to fill that paperwork out. The other is Harry Reid. I mean, how can you put any trust in Harry Reid? He lied about Mitt Romney's tax thing, and he openly admitted that. He's very deceitful. He's just not a quality character, but that's where politics are getting. Politics are getting down to who can start the worst rumor about the other guy and deflect the information, my opinion.
Yeah, and you raise a good point, Pat, on that whole thing about Mitt Romney. So he lied in the middle of the campaign. It got a bunch of attention. This guy didn't pay taxes, right? Bunch of media attention, right?
And then
he's called on it. Now, after the election, and basically shrugs and says, yeah, so what?
Yeah, so what?
I lied about it. And, to me, that should discredit Harry Reid from being any kind of a credible source. He's a carnival barker now. He's not a distinguished member of the United States Senate and the Democratic leader. He's a liar. And interestingly enough, the attention on his admitted lie has got nowhere near as much ink as, the original charge, which never does.
Not even as much ink as his eye injury. realistically, but all politics are getting that way. Nobody is there for the betterment of all. They appear to be there for the betterment of them.
Yeah, and you know what? We got to call that out because that's not good. That doesn't bode well for where we're going at all. That turns it into a really, again, this is about lives. This is about, real world issues. And if these are the kind of folks doing it, that's not good. Appreciate the call, Pat. Nice to hear from Mandan today. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell me.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. The thing that bothers me is Well, number one, I guess I'd like you to find something out, and hopefully I'm listening when you find out. But what is the penalty if you do get caught carrying in a place where you can't carry? That's one.
Okay, that's a good question.
And number two, the people like the Bismarck Tribune, I mean, it's obviously left. And they don't understand that, you know, I've got my concealed carry, and obviously I had to go through some stuff. I had to go through and do the class and take the test, and then they send your paperwork into the, I think it's Bureau of Criminal Investigation. I can't remember, BCI or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I mean, I'm legal to carry a gun, so you should be able to carry it anywhere you want to. Maybe not into the bar at night, but other than that, you should be able to carry it anywhere and protect yourself and others around you. And that's about all I got to say.
No, that's a good point. I'll find out on the penalty. I don't know. But here's more of the editorial. Listen to this. Our major concern regarding this expansion still exists. Allowing untrained or little trained individuals with guns in the public arena is a recipe for disaster. See, that's the idea that you're just, you know, a bunch of dolts are going to get these guns, get concealed carry permits, and run around. Here's my all-time favorite. Even seemingly sensible, trained, and competent law enforcement personnel sometimes struggle with making good decisions on when and where to use firearms. So we're going to grab from the headlines now of, you know, tasers being used when you thought you were using, you know, a gun instead of a taser or whatever. So just look at all the instances they write across the nation these past few months and as recent as last week. It does not make sense to bring more firearms into the public carried by people with not even an expectation of competence with the weapon. After all, North Dakota law does not require that a gun owner 18 or over have completed any physical training with the weapon, only that it has passed a written 10-question open book test with 100%. Now we have a bill before the governor removing the Class B misdemeanor penalty for carrying a concealed weapon at many public events. I guess you got your answer there. It's a Class B misdemeanor penalty. I don't know what the, you know, I would assume that's just a misdemeanor on your record, maybe a fine, right?
Right. Well, when you say concealed carry, how do you know that there isn't somebody carrying already? I mean. You really don't, because that's why they call it concealed carry. I mean, it's not like you're walking around like in the old West with a six-shooter strapped on your side and the bullets on the belt, you know. But
another good point, Jim. But this thing just drips of disdain for the, you know, my words, not theirs, but for the yokels that would, you know, you're going to take a gun and you don't know how to use it. And, you know, it doesn't have enough respect for the gun owner in my mind at all. Jim, appreciate the call. And you reminded me, we did get you your answer now on the penalty, but you reminded me we didn't get an answer for a caller yesterday that wanted to know where kids speak stuff goes. So I'll have Todd give us that when we come back. And then Andrew in Jamestown has a question on a definition, I guess, of the Second Amendment. Stay tuned. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
What for?
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're at Polar Service Center in Killdeer, North Dakota today. We're going to meet some more of the folks from Polar Service Center and tell you about the great job opportunities that are here. This is a company that is a well-known, one of the biggest in the country in this game, largest tank trailer manufacturer in the country, 32 centers. I mean, they're in every oil play. They're everywhere. And they're not pushing the pause button. They are expanding and growing, and we're going to tell you more of that story and tell you about some of the opportunities that pay Bakken wages up to $35 an hour, great benefits, sign-on bonuses and everything else, housing allowance, coming up here in just a moment. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, I'm going to go to a couple of calls here, but I'll give you a heads up, Todd. Yesterday when you were gone, somebody called and said, hey, I love Kid Speak, which I do too. It's the, Phil Parker and Mark Armstrong have the PMS morning show, Phil Mark show.
Right.
Why were you thinking that?
Hey, it makes you talk about it, because, you know, when they first started using that name, it's like, you can't call it that! Are you kidding? It's the Phil and Mark show. I mean, come lighten up, everybody.
Anyway, they go to the schools and they ask kids the funnest things, and then they play back their answers. And somebody called yesterday and said, is that on the website anywhere? Can I hear that anywhere? And
sure
I didn't really answer that.
Yeah. Sure, so it's KFYR.com if you go to the Phil and Mark page.
Yeah, so you got to go to the Phil Mark page at KFYR.com.
And I didn't know the answer.
But I lied. I said I'd get an answer on yesterday's show because I meant to text you and Phil, and it didn't happen. So I fulfilled my mission. I just did it a little bit late. Anyway, Andrew in Jamestown has a definition for the Second Amendment. Andrew, what would that be?
I don't actually have a definition, Scott. However, I do have, from the Cornell University Law School, the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Such language as was created considerable debate regarding the amendment's intended scope. And I guess my point here is that when we start talking about the right to bear arms, that we use it in such a encompassing statement. You know, the Second Amendment, if you go online, take a look around, it's been hotly debated for quite some time, and I'm sure that's no secret to a lot of people who are gun owners or are familiar with the Constitution. But what I would suggest is that maybe, rather than start debating about the rights of bearing arms, maybe it should fall more under the category of, in my opinion, like driver's license, the privilege, rather than throwing around the saber of rights, because clearly, in my opinion, I'm on the side of, you know, this is more of a deal where it's interpretive, and that is they're talking about a militia or a militia in the Second Amendment, not necessarily one's definitive right to bear arms.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think number one, you have a right to bear arms, but you could blow it, right? You could be a felon. You could do something that would say, wait a minute, and I no longer can trust you to bear that arm. So I get you there. But I think until you do that, I think I'm with the founding fathers. And every study I've ever seen says, you know, more guns, less crime. Right. So these theaters where somebody goes nuts and shoots a bunch of people. Right. Well, I, as a law abiding citizen, prevented from bringing my gun into that theater. But the bad guy doesn't care about the law. So all you do there is handicap folks that can actually save lives.
What's the old adage? If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. It's the old saying. It still applies.
And you know what? I'm all on board with either one of those statements. The only point that I would make is that when we start talking about amendment rights and the fact that, you know, even under, depending on where you go, obviously the internet's a wide universe, the interpretation of it just kind of starts getting a little sketchy at times. I'm not a gun owner. I'm not a gun guy, and I don't particularly care for guns. But the bottom line to me is that if you can responsibly handle a gun, and you can demonstrate and carry it and get a concealed license and all that business, I think you guys should be out there. But my personal opinion, as far as a right is concerned to bear arms, I think some people might just take that the wrong way.
All right, Andrew, appreciate the little different viewpoint there. I do, honestly.
Thanks
for calling. Thanks for sharing it. 800-228-0550. I think when you start picking and choosing, that's okay there, but it's not okay there. It's okay for him to have it, but not him. That's where you get in trouble. That's what bugs me about the idea that the Bismarck Tribune thinks the governor reducing the level of exemptions is a bad idea. Just in case you haven't followed the whole debate on House Bill 1241, what it would do is remove the Class B misdemeanor penalty for carrying a concealed weapon at public events, and that basically says a political rally is okay now, or a political function, a concert is okay, parks, restrooms. I mean, I think rest stops, the idea that you couldn't have your weapon, if you're a concealed carry permit holder at a rest stop, you know. Thankfully, North Dakota is safer than most places. But I mean, that's you're endangering someone there in my mind now, because again, the thug is not going to care whether there's a Class B misdemeanor. Somebody that is going to use their weapon for the intent of harming someone doesn't care if there's a Class B misdemeanor preventing it. They're going to do it anyway. Joe in Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I had a comment on the Harry Reid statement about the Republican candidates being losers. And I would think being called a loser would probably be one of the kinder things some of the Republican candidates like Cruz and Christie have had to...
Have had to what?
A loser. I mean,
I lost you. They've been called worse, you're saying? So Harry Reid's being. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think they're a little thin skinned because it goes both ways.
Who's thin skinned?
The Republican candidates for me, if they're complaining about being.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. I don't know that any of them are being complaining about it. I think it just, more than anything, is sort of an indictment on the political process. That the top Democrat of the United States Congress says, it was asked a simple question by a reporter, hey, what do you think of the Republican candidates? Who's going to be the nominee? I don't care. They're all losers. I mean,
how about a candidate like Cruz calling our president a loser? Is that proper?
Well,
he's our sitting president.
Right. Did Ted Cruz do that?
Yes, he has.
I hadn't seen that, but I mean, I think you're in the sandbox now, Joe. Right? You're saying, well, they do it, so why not? I said, you know, they call Obama a lot worse. I think that's a sad state of affairs.
It is both ways. Yeah. And another thing, and then I had a statement also on the gun carry. What is the age that a person can get a concealed carry permit?
I don't know the answer to that.
Could a high school student be concealed carrying going to classes?
Probably depends on the state. You're talking about in North Dakota, though?
Yes.
Well, first of all, schools are one of the places you can't bring. Okay.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to change, isn't it?
Not schools.
You mentioned churches, schools, political rallies.
No, I was making the argument that you know, exemptions are a bad idea because bad guys don't care. So all you do is limit good guys and where they can bring guns. So that's why I don't like it. But no, this latest change is the political rallies. political function, I guess, music concerts, publicly owned parks, and restrooms.
Oh, I thought I heard that churches and schools were mentioned also.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, I would advocate for, so they were talking about one change that didn't happen. I think they're studying it in schools and where you would say if you're already concealed carry, for instance, the teacher, if your teacher is a concealed carry, then why prevent that teacher from being able to have it there? Because it'd be one more thing, but it's gone nowhere and there's a big debate about it, which
okay.
I think is kind of crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I'm going to take one more before we chat with our guest here, Dan Park River. What's on your mind?
Talking about to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first off, I totally disagree with what that gentleman just said. I believe that Ted Cruz is right when it comes to our president. I'm a veteran. I love my country. I serve my country honorably. I do not have a concealed permit. However, I believe that Governor Dalrymple should sign the bill as is. And I believe that if you ever go spend any time in Wyoming, the ranchers down there have pistols on. They look like they're out of the old Wild West. They open carry all the time. And I don't think there's a thing wrong with that. And I would like to see North Dakota organize and have at least four times a year, once every quarter, an open carry weekend where everybody who owns guns, who is comfortable doing it, open carries their handguns and rifles in the public to exercise our Second Amendment rights. And I think that would be a great idea. And if people saw that and realized that they have a constitutional right to carry a weapon with them, I think that it would open a lot of people's eyes.
All right, Dan, appreciate the commentary. Adam and Fargo, Cameron and Mandan, a caller from Kildare as well, where we are broadcasting live today from Polar Service Center. Going to get to all of you coming up on the program, so stay tuned to What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we're going to chat with some more of the folks here from the Polar Service Center about why we're here today. And Jerry Signorella is with us. So, Jerry, you got another one of the guys you brought on the team here.
Yep.
Jerry's a Jersey guy, and he brought a Philly guy on board.
I brought a Philly guy out, and he's the real Joe Pesci lookalike, anyhow, just for the record.
Yeah, all right, good
so,
point.
Scott, you're
two Joe Pescis here. This is fun. I'm going
to
come here more often.
Am I funny to you, Scott?
You're funny to me. Yeah.
So, you're talking about Bakken wages and housing, but one of the things we recognize as we doubled the size of the shop and had to add all these people was we got to create the right culture here at Polar, right? We're going to double the size of the workforce, and these guys all have to fit together. So what's really important is building a team. I subscribe to nothing's more powerful than when a team comes together. There's a fine line between loving your job and hating your job, and we want everybody that works here to love their job. So I reached out to an old friend, to Danny, and said, Danny, I got this project out in Kildare. How about you and the family come on out? And Danny came out here, looked at it in maybe September, October, and said, well, I'd love to join your team. And so here's Danny, and what I can tell you, there's been a complete culture change here. So on top of the wages and the housing and all the other things, Polar's a great place to work. Every time I come back to visit, I could see the transformation. I could see the culture changing here.
It's neat, and I want to tell a little bit of that story. But first, Danny, I mean, Philly to Kildare, and you're living in Dickinson. It's quite a change. How do you like it so far?
Doing good. I'm comfortable. Everybody's enjoying themselves so far. I went from one big city to the other, though. So, I mean, Dickinson is a big city, I guess. Relatively speaking.
Well, you were telling us last night at dinner that your family absolutely loves the recreation center there.
Yeah, they've made you can tell that there's been a big effort to kind of create that community atmosphere to really invite people. I think they know, they knew that in order to grow their town that there was going to be a lot of people coming in from other parts of the country, and they've done a real good job.
See, this is what I love, Danny. This is a great story, right? I mean, you got Danny here from Philly, and, you're out here a lot from Jersey, and, there's a lot happening in this great state, isn't there?
Yep, Danny recruited a technician from Philly that's out here working, too.
We actually brought a young man out here who he just kind of came in and, now he's doing really well.
All right, we're going to talk about what they do here and what they need here at Polar Service Center when we come back, so don't touch that dial. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
It's time to pack up the What's On Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck, $4,000 retention bonus after your first year, one of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Polar Service Center is where we're broadcasting live. I'm going to tell you more of the stories we go throughout the program today, brought to you in part by our good friends at MyPillow.com, another Minnesota company, as a matter of fact. MyPillow.com, I love the story of MyPillow. Guy actually went fair to fair, show to show, and selling all kinds of those things, you know, Ginsu knives and all the things, and he found people really wanted a good pillow, couldn't find a good pillow, so the guy actually spends all this money, what he had, investing in the design of a pillow, and comes up with a patent, and now it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They're selling tons of these. Our listeners are buying them by the dozen, so it's a great deal. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get a two-for-one deal on MyPillow. So if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you'll get two-for-one. It's 50% off by my math. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. Did I do the math okay?
By your math.
50% off. I think I got that right. You know,
you don't have a lot of confidence in your own math, then, do you?
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I think I have that right. I don't leave home without my pillow. I mean, this thing
not
is unbelievable.
Not the sharpest spoon in the drawer, folks, but there we are.
10-year warranty, does not go flat, 69 money-back guarantee. It stays cool, too, no tossing and turning. Remember that listener that told us that he lived his life always having two pillows and he'd swap out every time he'd wake up because his pillow was like the furnace? And now
that was like, that's me too. I'm the same way. I just get my head get all hot and stuff. And yeah, with my pillow, I've never had to, other than trying to retrieve it from my cats or my wife. But
yeah, so he buys my pillow after listening to us, and he doesn't have to do the two pillow swap anymore. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, really neat. All right, I'm going to get Adam and Fargo in here, and then we're going to talk with Danny and Jerry some more here from Polar Service Center. We're in Killdeer today. Love to have you stop by if you're anywhere near Killdeer. Just north on 22, just north of town. You cannot miss a sign. I mean, that thing is bigger than the moon. It's just humongous. Adam in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, when the person said that the Second Amendment is intended in their mind to be for militias, that to me tells me that the Constitution is intended only for special people. And right away, I can see that there's a very large number of people in this country who think that. Only special people get to bear arms. Only special people get to have the privilege of their thing not being inspected willy-nilly by the government. And only special people get to say whatever they want, where they want. And those are just three amendments that are trampled on everywhere. And it's infuriating that if I want to fly on a private company's jet, if I want to go through security, then like everybody else, then my stuff gets rifled through. If I want to be having my stuff secure, then I have to go through a lot of other hoops and paying fines and fees and paperwork to get GTI or a GSA exception. And, well, proving that I'm a special person. If I want to conceal and carry a weapon, well, I have to get those things taken care of as well. If I want to have the freedom to assemble, I have to clear that with the government.
Yeah,
and I have to have a police officer there.
And is your argument you think that's what the founders intended, that there be all those hoops?
No way. That is absolutely absurd.
I agree with you. I'm with you, Adam, completely. 100% with you. Absolutely agree with you. Appreciate it. Cameron, Richard, John, we're going to get to all of you here. Doug Goring coming up next hour, too, and more. So, Danny Allen, the Philly guy you bring in, Jerry, right?
Yep.
Who's assimilating very nicely here in North Dakota and bringing on a lot of folks. And we talked earlier. He blends. Yeah, it's been the Joe Pesci analogy. And earlier we were talking to Josh, who, again, part of the prison system in North Dakota for 14 years in the correction side, leaves, and now is bringing enough business. You need more technicians.
Absolutely.
What is a technician, Danny?
Technician, it's a multitude of things. I mean, it's welders, it's tank inspectors. We have chassis trailer guys. We have guys with solid backgrounds in transportation. There's a lot to this. It's actually an interesting trade, and quite honestly, I think it's quite fun. I think it's a fun thing to do for a living, actually.
So you inspect it, weld it,
you
clean it, the tank wash.
That's right.
You're going to do the work.
Yeah. There's nothing on a vessel that we can't do in a professional in a proficient way. So.
And talk about the way you do what you do and the atmosphere back there.
Well, I come from a background in the city, and when you're in markets that are that saturated, I mean, you really have to find a way to make yourself more efficient, to make yourself more competitive. The way that I found best to do that is to create a culture of teamwork and a culture of cohesiveness within your group, where they kind of take pride in what they do, and they kind of build off of each other, and they motivate each other, and they look out for each other as a group. And by doing that, you get these guys, all of a sudden they're starting to do things they didn't think they could, or somewhere along the line somebody told them they couldn't be something, and then the next thing you know, all of a sudden, they're able to do those things, and they're starting to feel a sense of personal growth, and that growth connected to a team that's growing. And now all of a sudden you have a formidable force of people who are really, really solid professionals, and you turn out a good product. You help our businesses.
So I just want to add to that, what I see happening, a result of all of Danny's activities, is we create more value for the customer. So the business has grown in leaps and bounds because of that work we're doing. it adds more value for our customers. And they see it, and they continue to come back.
And it's happening in a big way. I mean, this is a company that's not hitting the pause button, that is not laying anybody off, that is doubling down and adding and expanding and growing and doing it in a robust way. So if you know somebody that has tank trailer experience, or you're in the game wherever you are, and by the way, not just here at Killdeer, but Billings, Minneapolis, you know, a company that's looking for folks, that's why we're here today. And by the way, up to $35 an hour starting pay, $1,000 cash in your first paycheck, $4,000 a year and a retention bonus.
It's got parts people, too. You know, if we're looking for parts counter people to help on the aftermarket parts.
Here's a number. We're going to talk to the HR guys in a little bit here and get you more information, but 507-696-1164. More coming up from Killdeer today in Polar Service Center. Stop by and see us if you're in the neighborhood. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
800-228-0550.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy, he said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.